Ask Alex. It's your chance to get your questions answered and to help out a fellow Joan Alex Show listener. You can email us to get on joanalexshow@gmail.com. Also, you can hit us up on Instagram. Send us a direct message. It is at Joan Alex Show. This morning, let's welcome to the Joan Alex Show somebody that I hope we can help. Lily, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What's going on?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
My husband and I are friends on Facebook with my sister's ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago. When they broke up, there was no drama. Things just didn't work out between them. And my sister is now married with children, and her ex is also married with children. So my sister and her ex, they're not Facebook friends.
Okay.
And sometimes her ex will like my pictures or my husband's pictures, and we like his pictures sometimes. And we were all very close at one point. So fast forward to last Saturday. My sister's randomly asking us to delete her ex from our Facebooks, claiming it bothers her and her husband that we are friends with him on Facebook and that he likes our pictures. And mind you, this is 10 years later after they've broken up.
But has it been something that she's been holding in for a decade and now finally it's just bubbled up? Or was it a particular photo that set her off, maybe? I mean,
I have no idea if there was a particular photo that set her off, but like all of a sudden now she's not speaking to any of us who remain Facebook friends with him. And, you know, me and my husband, we see no reason to delete him. He never did anything to us, and he's actually a really great guy.
Who's more important to you? Like, who do you care about more?
I mean, obviously, you know, my sister, but I'm just like...
Then what's the problem then with doing what she asked?
Because he's not a bad person, and I think, I'm just like, am I crazy to stay Facebook friends with him? I think she's being a little immature. I think it shows immaturity on my sister and her husband's part.
See, I've done that kind of stuff.
Deal.
I've done that kind of stuff before where I've asked my friends or family, like, do not respond to my ex. Do not, you know, remain friends with them. Things like that. Like, it's a loyalty thing. So I do sympathize with your sister on that. I understand her maybe not wanting you to remain friends with him. However, it is weird to me that it is 10 years later and that she hasn't said anything between then and now.
It could have always bothered her, though. Like, it's a possibility. But then let's ask. This is a, like, a family thing. But, for example, a coworker thing. I don't know about your two exes ago, but I know Alex's most recent ex-boyfriend still follows me on Instagram, and I follow him. And I know he likes my stuff. I don't, and it's not that I don't like the guy, but I don't interact on any of his stuff out of respect for Alex. But does that mean that I'm also supposed to delete him or block him then? Because I technically still follow him. I have not unfollowed him.
Yeah, right. That was my logic too. I mean, I didn't really
Alex,
think anything of it. She hasn't said anything in like 10 years. And, you know, we just use Facebook to kind of like, you know, drop off silly stuff and.
Alex, would you expect
like
us here?
Sharing opinions.
Like, we have Lily as an example, but like us here on the show, if that's the case, like you had a boyfriend, you break up, do you expect Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, myself, Joe, to like, not like hate them, but to no longer like be friends on Facebook or any other social media platform?
I think it just depends on the situation. In this, my most recent situation, I guess I don't really mind.
Okay.
But if I was ever cheated on or things like that, then I would expect.
That's where you say, hey, where's your loyalty?
Yeah, but she's saying that they broke up pretty amicably. So this is just kind of weird to me. If it's been, I feel like I would side with your sister if it was recent, but because it's been 10 years, should Lily have to unfriend her sister's ex-boyfriend? And they're all remarried now. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's 833-563-2539. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joan Alex Show. Hey, Lily, hang on. We're going to get some calls next, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. We're the Joan Alex Show here on Radio Now, and it's Ask Alex. You can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also, Twitter. We will get to some of your comments in just a second at Joan Alex Show. Lily is on the phone this morning, and she emailed us, and pretty much to recap it, Alex, what's going on with Lily and the situation and this Facebook family etiquette drama?
Lily Ann has a sister, and she was dating this guy, and they broke up over 10 years ago, or 10 years ago. And it ended amicably, I guess, and Lily has stayed friends with him on Facebook, and so has Lily's husband. Her sister is married with kids. This ex-boyfriend is married with kids. And all of a sudden, 10 years later after the breakup, Lily's sister says to her, "You and your husband need to unfriend him on Facebook. It's disrespectful to me and my husband."
And Lily doesn't want to do that.
No, because they like him, and they're like, "Well, he's never done anything. Why would we do that?" And I would agree with Lily's sister saying, like, it's fine, unfriending an ex like that, like the family and friends doing that at the time. But because it's been 10 years, I don't understand why 10 years later she's asking this out of the blue.
I think it doesn't matter the time. I think it matters the feeling of the family member, right? Don't you really value your family's relationship and feelings?
I guess. It's just kind of weird.
All right, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And Lily, feel free to jump in, okay, because we're trying to get you some help here. We'll start off with Abby. Hey, Abby, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning.
What's up? Good morning. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that me and my ex broke up about 2 years ago. And my sister still follows him on Instagram, and she actually likes more of his photos on Instagram than mine.
Okay, yeah, that would tick me off.
Have you said something about it?
I haven't, but you better bet I'm screenshotting and keeping all of the receipts just in case I need them.
Oh, I love you. I love your style. I love just the way that you live life.
What do you mean? You should love her style if she actually confronted the situation and quit being like so afraid of it.
No,
and said, hey, here's a problem. Why don't we fix this instead of me being so passive-aggressive about it?
All my friends are friends with my ex on social media right now, but they don't like anything that he posts. So I'm okay with that. I don't really say anything. But if they were liking every single thing that he posts, then I would have a fit. And I will say, Lily does like her sister's ex's posts, apparently. And he likes hers. Right, Lily?
Well, sometimes I won't like all of his posts.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit overboard.
Some pictures or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that if her sister's only true issue after 10 years is that she doesn't like when they like or comment on each other's things, then all she has to do is block her ex and she won't see any of that.
Oh, that's a good solution.
Out of mind.
But I think it's the principle of it, based on what Lily is saying. It's just that it bothers her sister that they're even doing that. I feel like even if she didn't see it, it would still bother her knowing that Lily was doing that. Right, Lily?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the randomness of like 10 years later, I don't know what that is. But I think my sister just all of a sudden is just bothered that we're friends, even friends with him.
Okay. Just to establish here, because I'm trying to see both sides, as I always do. You just said she's bothered. So even if it seems stupid and doesn't make any sense, like, why not just do it? Even you're like, okay, this is totally dumb and weird, but if you say so. Hold on, let's talk to Morgan. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Did you have something similar happen, Morgan?
Yes, good morning. With my family, it was with my cousin. She had asked me, and it's a little different. She had kids with the person, but she had asked me, hey, you know, you're still friends with him on Facebook. Can you delete him? You know, and this was years later. And they co-parent, you know, everything's fine. And I'm like, okay, but out of respect for my cousin, I delete him. And I'm thinking, okay, my cousin maybe just didn't want him to see what she's doing, you know, all that. Well, then I see him later on, and he's looking at me like I did something, you know, like, well, what I do to you, you know, and she's friends with him, you know, like, then she friends him again. I'm like, well, why did you have me do that if you didn't have any issues with
him? That's bull crap. So if you have to delete it.
So why did she have you unfriend him if she didn't even end up unfriending him?
I think it was a matter of she didn't want him to see stuff or things in her life or know what's going on with us without her being in control of that.
That's how I feel a lot of times when it comes to exes knowing what I'm up to.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We got Gary on the show. By the way, Gary, you're also talking to Lily this morning. What do you think about this Facebook family etiquette? What should she do?
Good morning. Hey, I don't think she should unfriend him. It's been 10 years. There's nothing going on between her and him. So I don't see there anything shady going on or anything inappropriate. I'd say she's perfectly within her rights to keep being friends with him.
Okay.
But Lily was told that if she did keep him on her friends list, her sister said, I'm not talking to you guys anymore. Like, you're being iced out right now, right, Lily?
Yeah, but this was just since last Saturday, so I'm not sure if this is something that will, like, blow over and she's just in her feelings right now. But, yeah, since last Saturday, she's been acting Like, she's going to just...
All right. This is a tricky situation. Let's see if Layla can bring some closure to it. Hey, Layla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You also got Lily on the phone. What did you want to say?
Hi, Lily. I want to say that I think maybe your sister has recently switched pancakes with her ex because...
What do you think happened?
I think that maybe the sister has recently flipped pancakes with that ex.
Ooh!
And now she's worried that a family member, he's going to reach out to a family member, and she's terrified because it really doesn't make sense otherwise.
So she is freaking out that he's going to let them know, and she's like, oh, I don't want my husband to find out. I got to make sure he's not friends with any of my family or anything.
Well, in true Alex fashion...
Yes, that's what it is. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only thing it could be.
Yes.
All right, Lily, you've heard all this. Did we help at all?
You did help. You really helped me, like, see it from a different angle.
Hide in the bushes and get some binoculars and try to find and catch her cheating with this guy.
I don't think she's cheating, but I just think she's just being a little childish right now. But.
Well, I'll do it. We're going to do a stakeout. Joe and Alex show stakeout, baby. Bring the A1 sauce.
All right. Hey, Lily, we hope this does work. Why don't you keep us updated if you just want to email us back, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, okay?
I will do. Thanks so much. Right, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing that story. Sorry you're going through that. Hey, if you'd like to be on Ask Alex next week, just like Lily was now, all you got to do, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or hit us up in our DMs on Instagram. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's @JoeandAlexShow.